Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.
Tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 208. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Notorious K.I.X. And the shoes of the day are the Jordan 72 and 10s. That's what I'm rocking today, baby. I'm sitting in with my tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. A.K.A. I'm a little hoarse, but I'm still in the building, man. No days off, man. I ain't got no more sick time, man. So I got to, you know, do the show hoarse.
Shit. Sound like somebody got it in for their birthday, man. Happy birthday officially.
Hey, man. Hey, appreciate it, man. You know, birthday was yesterday. Had a good time, you know. Even got a little surprise, man. You know, I had my day planned out. You know, I had to work to 3 o'clock. You know, I got off at 3. You know, then it was going, you know, time to get it in. Then my mom called and was like, yo, I'm gonna be in town. And I was like, when? She was like, today. I was like, ah. So I was like, you know, that's mom. So, you know what I'm saying? Even though you kind of put a little pause to the party because my plans were to come home, put the keys on the table, and get fucked up. So I had to go chill with moms for a couple hours. You know what I'm saying? It was a good time. Good to see moms. You know, that was like the first birthday she been with me since I was like a jitterbug. You know what I mean? Man. So, yeah. It's been over a while. But, you know, I had a good time, man. Got so fucked up last night. But I'm here, man.
Yeah, you better than me, because, you know, if I get a tickle in my throat, I'm calling the show.
Yeah. It's all right, dude. He's the man checking the weather.
Hey, man, I mean, I'm getting burnt out, man. I'm about to take it be easy.
Hey, man. I'm
about to take it be easy.
At least let me get a stand-in for you. Find me another stand-in.
Nah, see, that's working, man. If I'm off, I'm off. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had to figure that out. I'm about to take a time out. Hey, man, you know, episode 208, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I wanted to kick off the show talking about your boy, Steph Curry.
Steph.
I know this is later on in the outline, but I want to get this out the outline, way real quick.
Listen, I'm going to tell you about the outline. It's all right. The outline is not in order. It's just in when I put the shit on the list. So I might need to do a better job of putting it in sequencing, but it's basically, you can skip around and talk about what you want to, but it's just like when I do the outline, like if something goes on, like on a Saturday, I put it on my note list. Tuesday, Wednesday come, I got a full list and we got our show.
This is, we actually do this, people, you know what I'm saying? We don't just cut the mic on and start talking. Some podcasts out there do that, you know what I'm saying? We actually have an outline that we try and follow and we just ramble in between. But Steph Curry is a unanimous MVP.
First ever
in the history of the NBA. All your Michael Jordans, your LeBrons, first ever.
Magic's, Kareem's,
first
Will
ever.
Chamberlain's,
first ever. What do you think about that? First of all, just him being a first ever.
Put me on the bandwagon with Tracy McGrady and the rest of the salty old niggas. So LeBron ain't deserve one vote.
Shit, LeBron ain't deserve one vote. Kawhi Leonard ain't deserve one vote. Russell Westbrook ain't deserve one vote.
One vote. Come on, one vote. One vote. That's all I'm saying. Nothing. This is not even about Steph Curry. Not about him at all.
Nah.
This is about the voters. Because if you really want to look at value, LeBron is more valuable than Steph Curry. Want to know why? Wow. Steph Curry has missed playoff games. Guess what? The Warriors are in the conference finals.
They're in
the conference finals. And Steph Curry has missed games.
Yeah.
Let LeBron miss games for the Cavaliers.
Shit's over.
Dog, LeBron playing with the Cavaliers at 8-0 right now. They ain't lost a game.
Hey, shit, look at Russell Westbrook. Did he like, wasn't he up there with like the league lead in triple doubles this year?
He was the league leader in triple doubles.
Hey, man, look, you say what you want to. He make bad decisions, but he powered that team. Like, fuck KD. KD ain't even on the list no more. KD's not even on the list no more. All y'all talk about he's the best player. He's not even on the list. He's not considered at this point. Russell should have got some votes.
I mean, a vote.
At least a vote. Yeah, at least a vote. At least a fucking vote. But him nor LeBron. Hell, your boy Curry got some people on his team that could have maybe gotten a vote.
Draymond Green could have got a vote.
I'm just saying, Draymond is little LeBron.
Bruh, I mean, like I said, I'm just wondering, like, I don't get it. Because everybody wants to talk about value. You know what I'm saying? Like Michael Jordan, for instance. The Bulls, Michael Jordan, he left the Bulls. They won 55 games without him. You know what I'm saying? The previous season, they won 57 games.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a two-game difference. I mean, so that lets you know, like, he had a pretty good team around him. LeBron, before he came to the Cavaliers, Cavaliers was in the damn NBA lottery. LeBron comes the very same year he comes. They're in the finals.
Yep. They're in the finals. Then he leaves and they back in the lottery.
How do you go from being in the lottery to being in the finals? And no team. Come on, man.
And then he leaves and y'all go right back in the lottery.
Yes. And then he comes back and y'all back
in the finals. Back in the finals. Okay, so I can't give him the full credit for the return. They overhauled the team. They got like 8 players when he came back.
Hey, look, that's part of him coming.
Good point.
Part of him coming. They weren't interested in doing none of that before he came. So, you know, that's all. Like, let's you put LeBron on, let's say, the 76ers. I bet you the 76ers become a playoff team. Just add LeBron.
I don't think there is a team in the league that could not make the finals. Well, yeah, that could not make the finals with LeBron. I don't think there's a team in the league. But now if you put Curry on these teams, he's going to disrupt some rhythm.
You can't put Steph Curry on any team and he takes them to the finals.
No.
Like, whatever team is in the top in the NBA lottery, if you take Steph Curry and put him on the team, I don't see the team being in the finals. I don't.
Nah.
Sorry. Congrats, Steph Curry. I'm saying, hey, they're all good, but I just have a problem with the voters.
Yeah, you got unanimous for this. And we saw, like, the first game that he missed against Houston, your boy Klay Thompson put up, like, 40 points.
Yeah, Klay is a good Klay is an all-star. Klay is, he does a damn thing. So it's not like Steph out there by himself.
And nope. If I remember right, like these four cats, like the four youngest cats on the team are all under their first contracts, right?
Yeah, like Harrison, Draymond, who else you got?
Curry's still on his first contract.
Oh, Curry been in the league like 6 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was been that long.
Shit, little brother in the league like 2.
And then Klay.
Klay, he probably a young nigga.
So that means that at some point you're gonna have to re-up.
Oh yeah.
And like, everybody's gone.
State is a small market team, you know what I'm saying? So how are they gonna do that? Like, you know, they small market. They're not the Lakers. They're not gonna have a payroll that's 80 million. They're not gonna do it. Whatever the Lakers payroll is.
Yeah, and everybody's not gonna be like the Spurs. Everybody's not gonna take that pay cut. Stay put, you know what I'm saying? These cats like Klay Thompson, like, yo, let me shine. I can do this shit. You know, this is the reason I want to start the show with this is because I have a theory or a question. Is it possible that the league loves Curry because he's light skinned?
No.
Now, hear me out. Curry and LeBron, both players that could dominate a game. Curry, I would say, is a lot more arrogant than LeBron is. He's dancing after shots. He's doing the salsa. You know what I'm saying? He's shaking his shoulders. He's shimmying. Your boy Harden does the same thing. He gets blasted. Curry does it. We celebrate it. Curry's taking jumpers, walking away with his hand up in the air, and we celebrating it. LeBron acts up after getting fouled, and he's a crybaby. Are we giving him a pass because he light-skinned?
I mean, I don't think so.
Who was the last player that we celebrated that was this arrogant playing ball? Reggie Miller, who was also light-skinned. I'm just saying. Because Reggie would go out there, he'd do a choke maneuver, you know what I'm saying? He's an asshole. We celebrated him. He was a light-skinned cat. Dark-skinned cats that play arrogant, y'all kicking out of the game.
Well, you know. I don't think his skin color had anything to do with that song, right? I don't at all.
So why do we hate LeBron and love Curry?
I mean, we hate LeBron because LeBron is like, I don't know. Now, when I say we, I'm not talking about me.
We're both LeBron fans.
Yeah, both of us are. You know, according to the readers, we're fanboys, you know, stands.
Oh.
They say we ride LeBron's dick. You know, Yeah, man, they say all kind of crazy shit to us. But yeah, let's be honest, man. I mean, Steph Curry's a great player. Great player. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, he just shoots too many threes for me. When you shoot more threes than twos, like, I have a problem with it. I just do.
Yeah, but it's fun watching him play.
Yeah, it's fun watching him play. Like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, it's like watching somebody play 2K in real life. You know what I'm saying? But,
I don't know. I mean, if you look at his stats, 17, 18. So his first season, 17 points a game, 18. Then he had the season where he got hurt, so that don't really count. 22, 24, 23, and now 30 this season. And the cat's been, you know, as far as I remember, he's been doing that arrogant shit. Now, this year's been turned up because he was lights out. But I think it's just interesting to see how we letting him ride off with this. Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's saying a fucking thing. he's taking shots and sitting in the stands and shit. And nobody's saying nothing. But Harden do one eating out the bowl and we going crazy. Fucking Dwight Howard, he did anything. Same thing. We was calling him out. But Curry, ain't got no problem with Curry. I'm just watching the media. That's all I'm saying. Some non-sports related news. Essence Too Cute on Snapchat. The reason I'm talking about Snapchat is because we talked about Peekers last week. And today on Peekers, they got Miss Grapefruit. Miss Deep Throat.
Yes. I see Auntie, what her name is?
Auntie Ann or some shit like that.
Auntie Ann.
First of all, I hated the first video that went viral. And then I hated the second video that went viral.
How could you hate that video, Saul, right?
That shit sounds disgusting.
It's all right, man. That shit sounds delicious.
Nah, bro.
I swear, if a girl sat there and gave me some top like that, man.
That's what you want to hear?
No, that shit would just blow my mind.
It sounds like she's dying, bro. I'd have to have the 9. I press 9-1 and I have the 1 on hold.
It's all right, man. That shit is, it's a turn on, man. I'm not gonna lie. Oh,
for real. So you into, like, how can you ask this question without, like, the pause is implied, right? So pause.
Okay.
So the spitting and all that shit, you down, like, when they hawking Lucas?
Oh, no, I'm not on the fan of the spit. No, I don't like that.
But the damn near dying and choking is cool.
Yeah, that's cool with me, but I don't spit on the dick. I can't stand to see women spit. That's a major turnoff. Like, if I see a girl spit, it's a wrap. Like, I don't even, ugh.
So she is got the Peekers chat for the day. So I had to pull the plug on Peekers. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Peekers, man.
She started out with a bang. She was fantastic. We started off with the Glamazon is when I first tuned in. And I was like, hey, that's a winner. And now it's terrible. Like, it went worse. You had some chick who was just talking while she was going to the club. I don't know what the fuck she was doing. Then you had the chick talking about steaming their yonis. Then you had Dr. Miami. And now you got Miss Grapefruit Auntie Ann on here. But we quit that one. And now there's a new one that y'all been telling me about. Essence Too Cute.
Yes. Essence T-O-Q. Essence Too Cute is a prostitute that snaps. Mm. And I know you like, she's a prostitute. What's so interesting about that? Well, Essence got her boobs done and a tummy tuck, and she didn't heal. Like, she didn't take time to heal. She went back to work while she was still healing. So yeah, she got some open scars, and she be trapping out the bando, which is AKA the hotel room. She's a Backpage prostitute. Yeah, so she be buying clothes for Daddy, her pimp, who looks lame as shit. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, she got 4 kids, and she says she got 4 kids, and getting her body done was the best decision. She makes over $1,000 a day. You know what I'm saying? But I'm questioning these niggas that's knocking this chick off with these open fucking scars. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's all right. This is, like, she got she should be on, what's that show called, Botched?
So I'm going to open it right now. I just added her. I'm going to look and see what the fuck she's on right now. This first picture is this nigga Eddie in the Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Do we still wear those?
Yeah. Hey, this nigga is Tommy Down. Tommy shirt, Tommy draws, Tommy socks.
He got Tommy. Oh, my God. You dead serious. He has Tommy. And the only reason you know it's Tommy draws because he showed the band. He got socks. Yeah, you's dead on with this shit.
Nigga is proud, too.
Is her face cut? Stop sending me your stuff. She's talking about getting shout outs. So she's doing shout outs for dudes.
She does shout out. Like, you send her your Snapchat code, password, and all that. Okay. And she, no, not, no.
This dude, and first of all, he got on some J's, so props for the J's, but the rest of the fit is trash.
This nigga Bama as fuck.
And this is her alleged pimp. What does a pimp do in 2016 in the internet age? What is your job for a Backpage hoe?
I mean, do you upkeep the site? Like, sometimes, like, he's in the room, and when she get customers, he leaves. Go somewhere else, and, you know.
So he's the muscle?
He's the muscle, he's the lover, he's watching her.
He got two braids. I don't know how long I'm gonna follow this chick.
No, sorry. You're gonna stop following.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make it long.
Because I mean, let's be honest, man. What pimp, like, what self-respecting pimp do you know would be washing one of his hoes?
Wait, washing?
Washing, like, she can't wash herself because of her injuries and whatever. So he was washing her one day on Snapchat.
I guess he got to protect his money.
But no pimp, you spoke. What? I'm a pimp. I'm not washing you. I'm like, oh, you better figure it out.
He's also wearing Tommy Hilfiger, so I'm just saying.
Yes.
I don't even mean, like, just, you know, I think a polo is respectable.
You don't even have no spot in the stores no more. Like, where you get that shit from? Burlington Coat Factory?
It's definitely Burlington and Marshalls. Like I would even give you a pass for a Tommy polo. / I'm saying that because I have one in my closet. That still has a tag on it. I haven't worn that motherfucker. But the whole outfit, the socks, the drawers. Hey, man, I don't know about this cat. But, you know, hey, that's what happens on Snapchat. Snapchat is a weird place.
Yes, man. I love it, though.
It's a weird place, man. Speaking of ratchet partnerships, what the fuck is this story? My girlfriend donated a kidney to me, but I'm not in love anymore. What do I do? What?
Hey, yes. So basically, this has got Twitter on fire right now.
This is a real story. This ain't a story sent in to us.
No, it's not a story sent in to us. This is what's going on real time in Twitter. It's got the Twitterverse going crazy. People arguing back and forth about the kidney. But basically, what we had here is a girl donated one of her kidneys to a boy. And then he fell out of love with her. And now he's wondering, you know, what should he do with the kidney? Like, should he give the kidney back or keep the kidney? I mean, you know, I'm going to read a story to you in my hoarse voice. It says, I'm 32 years old and my girlfriend is 31. We've been together for 5 years now, lived together in a nice house. Things have been slowly fizzing out and I've been feeling like we don't belong together for a few months now. I feel like if I don't make a decision soon, we will be married and I'll feel this way forever. But on the other hand, getting a kidney transplant has changed my life for the better in so many ways. I feel like staying together is the right thing to do, even if I'm not in love anymore. I'll never be able to pay her back. I'm so torn and conflicted, and I feel like I have to make an impossible choice. If I stay with her, I always feel trapped in a loveless relationship. If I break up with her, I forever feel like an evil person for dumping someone who literally put their life on the line for me. So, it's all right. The girl you're dating, this is not to the married niggas.
Nah.
Married niggas, you have no choices. Just, you got to give up the kidney. You know what I'm saying? Single niggas, when I mean single means you're not married. So this your girlfriend and you give her your kidney or vice versa. Y'all got to understand, we ain't married, so we going to break up. You know what I'm saying? If we ain't getting married, we going to break up and I'm keeping my motherfucking kidney. You know what I'm saying? So if you give me your kidney and we ain't, you know, married, I get to keep that shit. But on the flip side, if I give you my kidney and we break up, you either gonna give me my kidney back, or you have to give me like $60,000. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's not how it works.
But sorry, we gonna have a contract drawn out, and I'll make you sign that shit before you take my kidney. I'm gonna say, yo, if you want this kidney, and we break up within 3 years of you getting this kidney, you know what I'm saying? You owe me $60,000 or my kidney back.
So I think, first of all, I think you just have to make better decisions, like. If this is shit that's going on, like, you need to break up with her before she gives you the kidney. Like, so there's no strings. Like, fuck it. If you want to give me this kidney, cool, but I don't want to be tied to you like that. That needs to be the decision going in, because we're not married. Second of all, the story is fake. There's no way. You put your ages out there, you put the time you've been together, you put a house. Like, if we went through those requirements, how many people you think would come up?
Hey, man. I mean, look, it could be possible.
How many couples do you think are in that scenario?
It has to be true.
Look, first of all, what site is this? I don't even know what site this is. This site's not reputable. But let's say this happens.
The site is ngtrends.com.
Yeah, that's not reputable. I don't know who the fuck that is. Like, this is probably the biggest hit they've had ever. So if this happens, if I'm the guy, you gotta suck that up, bro.
Damn.
She gave me the kidney. I gotta suck that up. How do you tell the person that saved your life that you don't want to be with her no more? And first of all, I don't think that falling out of love is a reason to break up with somebody. I think love is a fluid situation. Like being in love, I think that comes and goes. So falling out of love with somebody, I don't think it's permanent, and I don't think that's a reason to break up a relationship. That's just my little take on it.
So sorry, you will stay in a loveless relationship?
I think that there's a difference. If you're in love with the person, like if you love the person and you're not in love with them, I think that you would stick it out to see what happens. I don't think you're just gonna dip out. You're like, yeah, I love you, but you know the feeling's a little different now, so I'm out. That doesn't make sense to me. Now, I'm assuming that this is like for marriage. Maybe that's what I'm saying, is that for marriage is different.
Okay. Yeah, marriage.
If you just date somebody, then I think all this shit is useless. Like the entire story makes no sense. Y'all just dating.
Shout out to Caitlyn Jenner, man.
Why shout out to Caitlyn Jenner?
She's thinking about transitioning back to Bruce.
First, I heard that was a hoax.
Oh.
I heard that was a hoax. Now, I guess we do need to give her a shout out because she's going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, right?
Damn.
Naked. The silence is deafening. She's supposed to be doing a nude cover shoot for like ESPN, a magazine, or Sports Illustrated or some shit.
Wow.
So we're supposed to be calling her she. She's trolling at this point, right?
Like, she's a Kardashian.
But what have you done for the transgender movement that's powerful?
She won an ESPY. She's brought a lot of, you know, light to the transgender community. So she's done a lot. I'm not going to lie.
How? But you ain't saying shit. Like, you haven't given an interview that shows any light.
Her presence.
We give way too much power to social media.
Amen.
Like, just because the story's out there doesn't mean it's doing shit positive. I don't agree with all publicity is good publicity. None of that shit makes sense to me. Just because we're talking about it don't make it a good thing. Because if you're getting slammed and slandered, look at Target. Look at Target. This shit is not a good situation.
Target trashed anyway, man. What did Target do before I go on a tangent?
They're talking about having the gender neutral bathrooms, and people are fighting against it.
I mean, that's kind of, I'm not ready for a world with gender neutral bathrooms, man.
So, when you're in Target, how often do you go to the bathroom?
First of all, I never go to Target. All right, I'm Walmart till I die, nigga.
So, let's say it's Walmart. Let's say Walmart takes a stance. How often do you go to the bathroom at Walmart?
Once every 20 trips.
So, is it really worth this big ass fight?
Not at all. But you know what? All right. He is a large population of people that like to shit in public bathrooms. Like,
and why does that matter if you shit next to a woman or a man?
I don't know. It's just like I said, maybe it's just our condition has been conditioned that men go to one bathroom and women may go to another. But in homes, it's in your home, you know what I'm saying, it's not gender neutral, but it's only one person in the bathroom at a time. So, you know, wow, sorry, you just opened my mind or something.
But it just doesn't make sense. Like, all this fighting, because people are really mad about this. Like, there have been stand-ins and boycotts. And, like, they're really going in about this shit.
I'm scared they're going to see some penis in the damn bathroom. Like, I don't know how often I've been in a public bathroom and I've seen some genitalia, but, you know, I it's been very, very rare.
I'd have to say it's never happened for me personally. I'm pretty confident to say that's never happened, that I walked into a bathroom, a public bathroom, and seen any fucking genitalia ever.
Well, okay, now I'm be this is some, you know, team germ. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking a little bit, so I'm keeping 100. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So I was in New Orleans, and you know, I went to Pat O'Brien's, and at Pat O'Brien's, you know, they didn't have I'm looking around the bathroom like, yo, where the bathroom at? They had the fucking trough,
and the piss trough.
I seen some penis. I wasn't looking, but when you know you walk in, you're like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, yo, this nigga, because at first I thought nigga was peeing in the sink. I said, well, it's New Orleans, niggas be wilding out. And I was like, niggas peeing in the sink now. And I'm looking around like, yo, where's the motherfucking, you know, this was it. So, yeah.
But they had stalls, right?
They had to have like one stall for somebody needed to take a shit, but the urinals, there were no urinals. It was the trough.
I'm pissing in the stall. I'm not pissing in the trough.
Yeah, it's all right. It shit was, man.
I'm not pissing in the trough, bro.
Then I went to a game one time. I forgot what stadium we was in. They had the fucking trough. And I was just like, this ain't fair. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Old Bush Stadium used to have a trough. I must not have pissed in the trough because I would be traumatized. I must not have pissed in the trough. I don't remember ever seeing penis in the goddamn restroom. Like, no. So I don't understand how this is a big issue.
Now, I wasn't meat peeping people. I wasn't meat peeping. Let's just get that clear.
If they see the trough, they understand, like, I don't know. That whole, even the discussion is disturbing.
We got to make that a profile picture. So people can see it. So they don't think King Germ some, they know I be on that creep life shit. I don't want to be like, damn, they be looking at dick too?
You think that there's a way for me to get a piss trough as a goddamn shot for this show?
Listen, I want to tell y'all another thing, man. People, man, be careful what you retweet, because today I got retweeted some shit, and I sent it to the fellas, because I was like, if I got to see this shit, they got to see this shit. I don't know if it's all right open it or not.
Look, we've been friends for way too long. I know better to click any links that you send me. The way it works is you send a link, and I wait for B-Easy's response. I don't click on any of your links. And when B-Easy said I'm not clicking that link, I wasn't clicking that link. That was it. So I don't know what was it. Can you share on the show live what that was?
I want you to watch it live.
I'm not watching that shit. I don't even know what it is, but I'm not watching that shit.
Watch it, it's all right.
I will not. You damned the tweet with the next comment. I had to see it. We brothers, so we all got to see it, don't we?
Mm-mm. Yes.
That's not a ringing endorsement, bro. It's not a ringing endorsement.
Well, I'm not going to speak on it then.
Bro, shit, it ain't going to be seen because I don't know. You can send it out to the nation. Retweet it out to the nation.
I'm not retweeting that shit.
It must be real bad, so I definitely ain't seeing that shit. Some other news that you got on here. I think you predicted this shit was going to happen.
What is now?
After Lemonade. After Lemonade came out, she was like, all these hoes going to be shining. And who was it? Christine Steffen, Superhead. She's been in the news talking about she was the extra. And other chicks is talking about they was the side chick. But now, Jay-Z's been called out because he apparently has an illegitimate son.
You remember the one we talked about on the Frocast, the 20-year-old kid?
That allegedly looked like Jay-Z.
The one that said Jay-Z, he thinks Jay-Z is daddy and he wants to get a paternity suit done, but Jay-Z, and then won't answer the claims. Did you watch the video? Did you see the girl?
No, I didn't watch the video.
Okay, first of all, now, I'm going to be real. Jay-Z wouldn't fuck this chick, bro. Like, she looks slow. She can't read, and it was just like, come on, man. Jay-Z would not. I was just like, yo, when? Come on, man. Jay wasn't doing that bad 20-some years ago. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at the video right now. Is this the chick in the striped shirt?
Yeah.
Nah. There's no chance in hell that he smashed her. There's like, no chance.
Your son like 21, 22, so you're saying in 95, 96, Jay wasn't doing that bad. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yo, if you would told me, like, this nigga would have been like 29 or 30, now I'm like, yeah, Jay might have smashed, you know what I'm saying, back in the day.
Nah, I'm looking at, like, I don't have the sound on. I'm just looking at this basic
bro. Man, she cannot read, bro. But I mean, then I thought about it, like, well, Jay do got a wife that don't have a high dropout for a
don't
fight.
Do that. Don't,
like
don't
the
do
dumb
that.
Jeeps.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So have we seen a picture of the son? We saw a picture of the son, right?
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it before. What do you think?
No, there's no way.
So even the pictures confirm that you are not the father.
Nah, he doesn't look like look. I don't. First of all, no, he doesn't look like an overwhelming. Oh yeah, that whole kid. Like what? I don't get it. I don't know.
Like if so far, Blue Ivy is the only evidence that we've seen of his genes.
Exactly.
And she looked just like him. Like when I remember when they were talking when they were doing the Photoshop mashup of what a Jay-Z and Beyonce kid would look like. It looks just like Blue Ivy. Like they were dead on. Like
that girl, I hope she started looking more like
stop.
B than Jay, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. Stop. You can't do that, man. You can't slander the babies. I wonder how many times, like, if you're a celebrity like Jay-Z or, you know, one of these, Beyonce even. Well, maybe not Beyonce because it's a chick. But if you're Jay-Z's or the guys, Drake's.
Satterwhite.
What's that?
The boy name is like Ramir Satterwhite.
Nah, that's definitely not Ramir. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I wonder how often you get these kind of claims of random chicks saying that you got our kid. Like, how often does that shit happen? That you have to just say, I'm not even taking a paternity test. I don't even know this, bro. This can't be the first time.
Once I seen the chick, I'm like, I didn't smash. Like, I mean, that's not my
kid.
Like, why are we wasting time? Like, even the lawyers like, come on. Sean Carter did not hit that.
there's no controversy here at all. It's impossible. You ever had one of them come back from the past? I think you may be the father of my kid.
Hell yeah. Well, this chick hit me up one time, you know what I'm saying? You know, some shit went down, you know, she had, you know what I'm saying? She touched a couple of the homies. But for some reason, she told me she was pregnant. And she was like, it's yours. I was just like, how's it mine? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you screwed all us. Like, why you picking me? You know what I'm saying? Then, like, you know, then, like, I was scared because I was like, this can't be my baby mama, bro. Like, I can't have this. Like, she was a big girl. And when I say big, I'm talking like, if she was large and she was in charge, she'd be running like 3 states, nigga. Like, you know.
Stupid as fuck. Why did you smash? Like, I know you like the big girls, but why did you smash?
Because it was like, it was free puss. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't turn it down.
There you go. That free ones are hard to walk away from, man. I understand. I get it. But damn. Yes. You got to be more careful, man. Got to be more careful.
Yes, sir.
I guess speaking of more careful, we kind of need to talk about the Steve Harvey topic, which is pretty interesting.
Yes, man.
So, Steve, this is on his show, right? This is Steve Harvey's show?
Yes.
He's got a panel of like 5 women and 5 dudes. Of course, he's sitting in the middle. Steve Harvey, the relationship expert who's on his third marriage? Second marriage?
Hey, that's the kind of relationship advice I want from a guy that's been around the block.
The guy who couldn't get it right, so he's made the most mistakes. All right, so he's up here and he says that a woman can't call his phone. Mm. And one of the chicks speaks up. She's like, well, that's a trust issue. He said, no, it's not a trust issue. It's keeping things where they belong. In other words, people of the opposite sex should not be contacting someone in a relationship. So King Germ can't have no phone calls from any females. Queen Germ can't have no phone calls from any males. What do you think about this idea? And for the record, state to the people how long you've been married now.
I've been married going on 13 years, something like that. Yeah. So, and I agree with that. I mean, I know my wife, she works at a, you know, university, so sometimes her phone gonna ring in this business, but after a certain time, you can't get no phone call from no man after office hours closed, you know what I'm saying? Like 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yeah, like, nah. You can't have no phone calls from no dudes talking about work after the end. So, yeah, I agree with Steve Hart.
No, you agree with the part of the idea. You're saying a time frame, which I think is acceptable. Because
I do have female friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but it's like, you know, be respectful. Call me, you know, like, I don't want my female friends calling me after hours either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, and then, you know, yeah.
Right, you said in the hours, though, but he's saying that Tracy May can't call you. That's what he's saying. Tracy May should not be able to call you.
I mean, Tracy May wouldn't be calling me, sorry, because we don't have each other's phone number.
Okay, but even if you did, she can't call you. Tracy May can't call you. Be Easy can't call Queen Jern.
That's different. They're friends. But, yeah. Well, damn. Yes, well.
He said that's not how it goes. I mean, according to the way he said it, Be Easy would need to call you and ask to speak to her. But he can't call her.
Yeah. That's a little misogynistic. If GQ Blue was here, he'd say that.
But it goes both ways.
Yeah.
So he's saying that, you know, if Tracy May wanted to call you, she would need to call Queen Germ and she would hand the phone to you. But Tracy May can't call you. You agree with that?
Nah. Like I said, mine is parameters. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? You know, during the daytime when the sun is up, it's all good. But, you know, after 6:37, then yeah, that's when my rules in place. So by the time Wheel of Fortune come on, there should be no calls from the opposite sex.
So if she were to get a phone call, how should she address that?
It better not be no damn phone call. You don't answer that motherfucker. That's how you should address it.
So you'd rather her not answer it instead of picking up and saying, yo, don't call me at this time, you know.
Yeah, don't answer that shit.
Don't answer it at all.
No, yeah, don't answer, because I don't think you should tell all that, because then that wreaks insecurity on my behalf. And we don't need the people to know I'm insecure, motherfucker.
So many different rules, man. Look, yes. I think it depends on your, like I said this before in one of the episodes, I think it depends on your relationship with people in general. Like, my wife doesn't talk to a lot of dudes that don't work with her. I don't think she talks to any guys that don't work with her. So her getting a call from a guy would be weird. Mm-hmm. I talk to females, and I've been talking to females since she met me. So me getting a phone call from females is regular shit. Now, she's been with me when I got the call at fucking 8 o'clock. And I'm like, yo, I'm chilling with my wife. And hang up the phone. Because I don't fuck around like that. First of all, don't call me. How about that? In general, guys and girls, don't fucking call me. Just text me.
If people, Sarai is not lying. He will not answer your phone call. He will text you back. I will call Sarai sometimes because, you know, I might be driving. I don't feel like texting what I need to say.
We got Snapchat, man. Don't call me. I don't answer the phone. My ringer is off so long. That's how I find out I missed a call. I'm like, oh, I fucking missed a call. My ringer be off. I don't pay no attention to that shit. And I'm talking about ringer off, not even on vibrate. Not silent, right. Off. So the next time I go to text, I'll be like, oh, I missed a call. That's usually what happened with Jern. I pick up the phone and be like, oh, fuck, I missed a call. But so don't call me, first of all. Second of all, if you're calling me, it's not a big deal. Like, you need to have something wrong. Something, you need to be bleeding or some shit. But if you do call me,
he's still got 500 minutes, people, a month. He gets 500 minutes a month from his cell phone provider.
I don't even use 500 minutes a month.
Jesus
Christ. I got unlimited. My heaviest month, I think I use like 400 minutes.
Damn.
I don't talk on the phone. And this is including my family. Like, I'm not excluding them. This is including I don't talk on the phone. I'm usually doing shit, man. I don't have time to sit down and talk on the phone. Like, the fact that I talked to you two motherfuckers today to record this show is the most talking I'll do that's outside of work in a week. I don't talk. But I don't think that there's an arbitrary limit on that shit. I think you have to take the circumstances as it comes. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have somebody who's... I think I'm naturally around women and kind of... Is womanizer the right word?
Yes.
I guess.
No, womanizer means you take advantage of them.
So I'm definitely not in that situation. Yeah,
you're not a womanizer because you have respect. You're a respectful guy. You're an amorous guy. We'll say amorous.
Nice word, Germ. I like that. I like that. As a matter of fact, probably one of my best friends is a female, and I love talking to her and kicking it with her and shit like that, but there's no sexual energy and no shit like that, so I don't think that there should be a reason to say that she can't call my phone. That just sounds stupid. And Steve Harvey, that just sounds whack for you putting this out there, because now all you're doing is putting more fire out there.
Hey, Steve Harvey got his market that he preaching to, man.
Hey, it's gonna make his money, like, because you heard the women clapping. Mm-hmm, girl, that's right. Should no girl be calling his phone but me. How did you get his number? How did you get his number? He was probably with somebody when you got the number. But now it's supposed to be different? Anyway, man. Steve Harvey be on that extra stuff. I'm kind of limping into TV talk this week.
Okay.
I wasn't really impressed by shit I saw on TV this week.
What did you see on TV this week, sir? Right.
Well, you know, our usual Game of Thrones. Okay. Black Ink. And, Friday Night Tights. I didn't really like any episode of any of those shows this week.
Can we speak on one thing about Black Ink?
Absolutely.
During the shooting, the dude, Pharaoh or whatever, Phoenix. He was like, yo, this just brought me back to last year when somebody came and robbed a shop and they raped my girl right in front of me. And I was just like, whoa.
Like, can we not bring this up casually? First of all.
Like, yo. They raped a girl right in front of you? Like, yo, what savage niggas is these? Like, yo, like.
So, if again, it's hard for me to think about this shit outside the context of being married. If this is the chick that you're dating.
And we don't go together no more.
But when it happens, this is a chick you dated. He got a gun to your head, or one of his homies got a gun to your head, and he's fucking your girl in front of you. Are you dying at that point? What do you do?
If I don't die in a situation, me and her are not together. Like, we can't be together anymore. Like, it's just like, it's not going to work out. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we just going to have to move on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a metaphorical kidney right there. You can't just leave her after that trauma.
Why I can't?
That's she got raped and you stood there. You got to, hey, man, you got
to. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry that happened to you. There's a hotline for that. But me and your relationship, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
So you would break up with her after getting raped and her life threatened?
I would still be her friend, but we could not be boyfriend and girlfriend no more. I would still be like, yo, I'm here for you as a friend, always as a friend, always, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be your friend. And I keep saying that to her, like, yo, you can call me anytime you want to. I'll always be there for you, but we ain't going to be having a relationship no more. Nope.
Why?
I just, that be stuck in my mind. Like, I couldn't get past that. Like, I'd be traumatized too.
I don't know how you can break up with a chick that, like, they probably had a choice. Like, they probably said, yo, you can give me this pussy or y'all finna die. And she probably said, okay. So if that's the situation, she said, okay, and she bent over, you still gonna leave after that? Like, she fucked to save your life.
She fucked to save her life.
See, if the dude said, look, give me that pussy or both of y'all going, and she said, okay.
Hey, she saved her life. She ain't saved mine, because he still can fucking kill us. Like, listen, it's all right. I appreciate the gesture, but we're not a couple no more, man. I'm just letting you know.
Again, like, it's, I don't know. I think that I care too much about females. I probably would have caught
a bullet. Dude, but I'm just saying, like, a girlfriend, like, this is my wife. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different. But, like, girlfriend? Oh, no. No.
What if it's your homegirl? Like, because they don't know the situation. It's your homegirl. Again, it's Tracy May. You out with Tracy May. And somebody roll up on the spot. There's two dudes. And one got a gun to your head. And he got a gun to her. He said, yo, after I rob you, you give me this pussy. Y'all both going.
We'll try to put up a fight, you know, at least, like, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to always, like, I'll be like, yo, damn, that's fucked up, sis. I ain't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be there for it. But if I was in a relationship with a girl, like, if she's my girlfriend and that happened, and it's just like, we're not going to be boyfriend, girlfriend no more. Now, we can still be friends. I'm still going to be there for you, but I'm just not going to be there. We ain't going to be no couple no more.
But you fighting though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that he fought.
He didn't fight.
that's a problem for me.
He saved his ass. She saved her ass. Like, she.
I would like to think that. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. Okay. First of all, I hope I'm never in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. But if I got a choice between you raping my girl or my wife and putting her through that trauma or living. And living or possibly losing my life, I think I've got to fight. I think I got to fight. I think I'm okay if I get killed trying to protect my wife or my girlfriend. I think I'm okay with that. But mm-hmm. I don't get the idea or the feeling that he fought. I feel like he stood there and cried while it happened. And that's fucked up. Like, that whole episode was fucked up. What is Puma doing that he has people shooting at him?
Hey, I don't know what that's about, man.
Like, this is at least the second time? Because he talked about it, I feel like it was season one or two. He talked about it before it happened.
Damn.
So I don't know what he's doing with that whole situation. I didn't really like shit about this episode. The Donna shit is getting weird. You can't be punching on Sky like that, bro. Sky just got herself cut up and shit. You out there putting in the headlock. Sky probably should have jumped up to hit her.
Listen, I'm Team Donna on that one, man. Donna grabbed in the headlock. Sky was tight because she couldn't do shit. Like, she had in the headlock. She was like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you in your situation. You can't.
and so I get that part of it. Like, Sky, you should have jumped up to hit her. But Sky is kind of that chick. Like, the way that I flip-flop on Sky and Duchess is amazing to even me. First season, I was Team Duchess. When Sky came around, she was a thot. Like, I didn't understand how she went from, what did they call her, a mixie? How she went from being
a mixie.
She was queen of the mixies when she first came on the show. She was just a random broad that Ted smashed. And now I'm Team Sky. I think Sky is the coolest broad on that show. Including Melody. And now Duchess, I wouldn't piss on Duchess if she was on fire.
Damn.
Like, there's nothing, I don't see any redeeming qualities about her as a person. From the show, of course. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know how the New York cats be. North Carolina, I want no beef. You know what I'm saying? Put some respect on her name. I'm just saying that I don't really see a reason to keep her around as a person. I don't, matter of fact, now that I think about that whole crew, who do you like out of that whole crew? Like the cast? Who would you fuck with in real life?
I fuck with Ted.
Fuckboy Ted.
Yeah, I fuck with Walt.
Really?
Yeah, Donna.
Okay, now you just want to fuck Donna, though.
Nah, I hang with Donna, man. She like, she cool to hang.
Wow. All right. What about Sky? You think Sky's cool?
Sky probably be my homegirl I call to beat up chicks. I'm like, yo, man, got a problem with this chick. Sky come through, you know what I'm saying? She fighting him or something.
And that's it?
Yeah.
I think Sky seems cool to me, so she's the first one. Ted, I still ain't got to meet for Ted, even though he got the fuckboy haircut. I don't really like anybody else on that show.
Yeah, season two, sometime. Yeah, I don't like season. Yeah.
He done run his mouth too much with Ted. That's his own cousin.
Yeah,
I can't fuck with niggas like that, man. But I don't like nobody else. Like I used to like Sassy. I don't even like Sassy no more.
And why are New York people so emotional when they be arguing and debating? You think I would do that? Yo, look at me. Yo, look at me, son. Son, do you think I would bring people here knowing that I got beef? Yo, son, I wouldn't do that, fam. Like, they just be so emotional when they be, oh, my
God. That shit was so extra. She's not even from New York. Ain't she from Atlanta or some shit?
No, Sassy from New York.
I thought Sassy moved there, too.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I think Sassy moved there, and that's how she got the job on the show. Like, she wasn't even, where is she from? Let's look it up. We're going to do some fact checking. Because I feel like she moved there. First season, she moved there too. From wherever the fuck she was from. I don't know. I feel like it was New York. But where is she at? Look like I can find everybody. But damn. She ain't even on this list here.
She from New York.
So when I look at the wiki, they show her as former cast. I wonder if she's not getting paid. But she's from New York.
She was born and raised in the same neighborhood that the show takes place in, Harlem, New York.
So that's why her and Puma are so tight. See, that I always thought that she moved there and all of a sudden her and Puma were best friends. And I was like, that's really weird that y'all are so tight. So, but yeah, I don't really fuck with her either. Like, what do you think about his crew? Because they all left. Puma's crew left. They said, we done with this.
He had the better artists. You know what I'm saying?
So Black Ink really only has Melody.
Melody. That's it.
She gets down.
Yeah. Melody, the only thing Black King got. The other crew, you know, that Naeem nigga nice. You know, he do real good faces and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, they actually do art over there instead of just letters, like Black King. You know what I'm saying? Black King is, you know, letters all day long. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he aight sometimes, but he ain't really fired. Like, you know, Melody real good. It also helped that Melody did her two tattoos they showed on TV on white people. You know what I'm saying? With people that had fair skin, so you can see the colors and everything better. You know, I mean, not saying she wasn't good, but it just made it look better. You know, tattoos look better on fair skinned people, I must say.
Man, there it is, man. There it is. But other than that, I didn't really think too much of the episode. The drama between Donna and Duchess, I don't even know what to make of that. So.
Yeah, it's like, doop, doo, doo, doo. Yeah.
It's like, at this point, it's just stupid now. Y'all just dragging this shit out. And Caesar just sent her home. Why did Caesar send her home? When Dutch is the one with the beef.
Because Dutch just told him to.
So that really was some lame shit for me.
You need to fire her.
Oh,
you need
my to God. Fire her.
Bitch, ain't you trying to get your own shop? Like,
you're not even supposed to be here. Like, this is a temporary stop. Why do I need to fire her? First of all, what was she doing? She wasn't even a tattooist. She wasn't an artist. So she's another manager? So we got like 9 managers at Black Ink?
Donna's an intern. I mean, she's an apprentice. She's learning to be, like, she's Duchess's apprentice.
But Duchess wasn't there. So you weren't apprenticing under nobody.
Got a point. That then. So she was just working on her scrapbook, her drawings, I guess.
Like, you were doing shit when you get the check? Because Max B is locked up, right?
How do you practice being a tattoo artist? You let people, you tattoo up people?
Eventually. Like, that's what you get later on down the line. You tattoo pig skin and mannequin arms and shit like that. You tattoo yourself. You do a lot of drawing on paper, and every once in a while you get a chance to tattoo or draw a line on somebody. But Donna had, Max B was her fucking tattoo canvas. Did she tattoo Max B like 2 or 3 times?
Oh, that was the nigga that was in the shop that day?
I think so.
Damn.
Because they were talking about the tattoo, and then Caesar let her do a tattoo on somebody else, and that's when she became an apprentice. So she's done tattoos a couple times.
Okay.
But, yeah, typically, you don't usually touch people for a while, how this shit works. Friday Night Tights, Valley's still in it, Aliquippa's still in it.
Hey, Central Valley having some issues, that's all right. Injuries.
That was a rough game, bruh. I mean, one of your stars got hurt already, broke arm, so you already knew he was gone. But you lost your quarterback on the first play, or damn near lost him. And then you lost your star running back for 2 games. He got suspended.
Yep.
The ref was wrong for that, though, right?
Hey, the way they had it, it seemed like the ref, they did have an issue with the team. Like, the team they was playing, like, you know, was overmatched. You know what I'm saying? You know, they was, you know, they shouldn't have been out there. The game shouldn't have been as close as it was. But it seemed like, you know, the refs had a little, you know, extra grind with Central Valley, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like some bullshit. Because if you watch, like, again, editing is always questionable. But if you watch the plays they showed, they were getting beat down by tackles. The running plays, they get stiffed on. Like, I was like, how's this game still 7-0? You had the long touchdown, got called back. I think 2 of those got called back.
Yep.
It was really weird to see how that shit played out. I'm like, it's still 7-0. And then that final when they got Landon tossed out, he was on. It was the last play of the altercation. Like, the dude was holding him, and he was like, "Damn, let me up!" And he threw the ball at me. Hey, he's out of here. I was like, "Come on, bro! You see the dude holding him and pulling him down? The play is over."
That's a 15-yard penalty, not an ejection.
An ejection, bro. So he got to sit out 2 games. 2 games. Aliquippa, the Quips, stupid ass name. They beat the brakes off somebody.
Stow Rocks.
Yeah, Stow Rocks. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of worried about, like, if I ever become the player's father, being as into it as those people were.
You will be.
I know, and that just don't seem safe.
Like, it's all right. It's a beautiful thing, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like you united 15 other crazy crayons out there with you, so you're not alone. You know what I'm saying?
But how many Bennies are going to show up?
You got like 2 of those on every team.
Yeah, see, that's a problem, because Benny's father was crying.
At the beginning of the show, I saw it from the Aliquippa Stow Rocks game on. No. So I need to watch. Yeah, so I ain't get to see the crazy part.
I got
to
spoil it because I got to hear what you think. So they're having the award ceremony for the team. They passing out awards. And Benny don't get no awards. And the father immediately says, okay. After he claps, he says, all right, good job, y'all. So Benny don't get nothing? Benny didn't get a single award? All right, Benny. So he's waking his way through the crowd now because he's already mad. He's walking up to Benny. And as soon as he get up there, don't worry about nothing. Benny's like, leave me alone. I'm good. Leave me alone. Don't worry about nothing. He's like, I'm good. So his father walk off, and he study talking to the other people there. Study bitching. He ain't get no award. He ain't get nothing. He don't deserve nothing. He study saying this and drinking. At one point, the other coach, the offensive coach?
I forget his name. Nate
came up. He's like, yo, you got to leave the event. He's like, I told you got to go. You messed up the event for everybody. Benny is outside crying on the bench. I just want that for my son. He should have got an award. Just because we beef and they treat him like that, he's crying. On the bench outside and yelling and complaining and crying. Really? Benny hasn't shed a single fucking tear. He's inside sitting at the table like, oh, well. So now Benny says, that's all right, we going to Aliquippa next season. We out.
Damn.
Do you get that into it with your kid? Do, like, you get crying and emotional if he doesn't get something you think he deserves?
I think I would have been that guy if I would have went to all my son games this year. Like, thank God that me and my son and my games were on the same night, so I missed a lot of his games. You know, this is the first time in my life I didn't get to see my son play football. But I didn't miss it because he didn't get off the bench this year.
Damn. So,
but I would have been like that because I saw some of the coaches, like, near the end of the year, some of the parents was like, hey, coaches, play somebody else. Y'all got 40 kids on the team. You know what I'm saying? You only play 14 of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So one of the coaches, one of the parents got into a shout match, like, like right during, like they was going to shake hands, and you know what I'm saying, the coach was like, if you don't like what I'm doing, pull your son off the team, man. Something. If you don't, you know, I'll let you coach it. You know, he said that, you know, I'm like, coach, you can't have a meltdown like this with a parent right in front of everybody. Like, you know, it was just a bad look. But yeah, I can understand why the parents get like that. But I wouldn't do it, but I understand.
I thought they had rules for that kind of shit, that the kids had to get in the game. Like, don't they have rules?
Yeah, certain leagues have, like, you know, like, I know with our league, where I coach at, yeah, you have to get 8 plays. You know what I'm saying? Pop Warner, they have a play, you know, everybody got to get a certain amount of plays. But there are certain leagues, like Typha, where you don't have to play. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like Typha, you don't have to play everybody.
Damn. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. I mean, it looked crazy outside looking in. Benny looked crazy. Like, I get the sentiment, but he had a tantrum. And he's little, so it really looked like a tantrum. Crying and face red and arms all stiff, and you look like you had a tantrum. But yeah, so that's a little odd. Game of Thrones. What's worth mentioning on this episode of Game of Thrones? Be honest.
It was a setup episode. They gave us we had Bran having a little, him and the Raven, the three-eyed Raven, having a little flashback with his daddy. And the sword fight was awesome, I must say. Sword fight was awesome. And then, you know, Ned, you know, being saved by, that's the boy and the girl. That's with Bran, the brother and sister.
Yeah.
That's their dad. Yeah, that was their dad that saved him. So kind of maybe that was fate and bringing them together now. Who knows? But yeah, but other than that, you know, it was kind of like a setup episode.
Yeah, this was definitely one of those one episodes that if you missed it, you're still good. Like, you can get the tidbits. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to flash back in the next episode when something actually happens. But this episode was like, eh. You know, man, I really want to see.
Four Night's Watch dudes, they betrayed him.
But even that was weak.
I thought he was going to let Ollie go, man, but I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't either, but I feel like he should have done it. It should have been more of a statement. Like, don't be sentimental about killing them. They stabbed you to death.
Yeah.
They stabbed you to death, bro. You should have cut their heads off. Fuck hanging. Or you should have stabbed him back. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, eh. Even that didn't go right. So it is what it is, man. I wasn't really too hype on that episode. What's her face could see now? Arya's.
Got her eyes back.
She got her eyes back now. So we'll see what happens now. Is she going to grow wings next? Like, this whole her whole story is getting a little out of hand. With the many-faced god. It's getting a little weird. Like, what is he prepping her for?
To be a faceless person, so she can be a face shifter. You know what I'm saying? She can go bar face and be, you know, like, yeah, she's trying to, yeah.
Shouldn't she be there by now? Like, what the fuck is all this other shit?
She had to learn because she still was holding on to being Arya Stark. He wanted her to let go of who she used to be to become a man of many faces. You have to let go. Like, you have to be nobody.
Man, you were begging.
Be able to, you know, come up with a story every time for the different person you are, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, can't be the old person you are.
So what's next? You made her a beggar. You got her ass whooped. She was broke. She was blind.
She get revenge on people on her list.
So now she finally gets to get through that list. Man, we'll see.
Yes.
We'll see, man. It was one of the down episodes for me. So we'll see what happens next. I know that there was some other stuff that Short T wanted us to watch. Was it The Blacklist? Am I supposed to be watching The Blacklist now?
That was Short T. That was MJ Money 9S, who's still a bitch.
MJ Money 9S said, but Short T wants us to watch something too, right? It's something y'all slandered me for not watching.
No, that was MJ Money 9S. He was like, saw and watch The Blacklist.
Which one of those
did you watch? Blind Spot. It was a
Blind Spot. That's
what I watched both of them.
So now I gotta add two more shows to the rotation.
I mean, Blind Spot pretty good to be network TV shows, man.
Like, am I okay jumping in the middle of this shit, or do I need to backtrack?
Watch it from the beginning.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not doing that. I'm not starting over, man. I can't do it.
It's only on season, like, one.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Man. Stuff we do for the nation, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you keep it 100 this week, bro.
Oh, man. Keep it 100, man. What up, people. It's your boy King Jerm. Like I said, I just celebrate my birthday. And look, ladies, on birthdays, dudes that you know, they like, send them nudes for their birthday. If you ain't gonna give them no gift, the best gift you can give them is send nudes. And when you send these nudes, be nude. Don't send no blurred out picture like I got. You know what I'm saying? On my birthday, somebody send me a partially nude, you know, tastefully done, artistically done picture, but they blurred the titties out. Like, you blurred the titties out. Blur your face out. Don't blur the titties. You know what I'm saying? So ladies, if you're gonna blur something in the picture, blur your face so we don't know who it is. But don't blur out them titties. Don't blur out nothing else. Okay?
Free the nipple.
You know, yes, free the nipple. That's just decorum on sending nudes.
Like, you know,
you worried about getting out there, blur your face.
And your tattoos.
You got some tattoos. Deny.
You got some tattoos. You might want to blur it out. Your baby daddy name on your titty, but you want to send the titty. Just blur that part out.
Yes.
That's cool. But don't blur out the nipples. I agree with that. Send me the nipples.
Yes.
Send Nappy Afro the nipples, not me. I'm good. You got winners and losers this week, bro?
Oh, man. My winner this week, man. Wrote it down. It is Drake, man. It went platinum. Still making niggas mad. His album went platinum in a week. Drake is that nigga, man. He's my winner. Still listen to his album. Controller still bangs. One Dance bangs. All that shit bangs. Fuck you if you don't like it. My loser this week. Yeah, my loser this week is Beehive. You're going to get angry at this one. A student claims she was served an eviction notice after spending her rent money on Beyonce tickets.
Stop it.
Chyna Johnson, 22-year-old student from Houston, claims she's been evicted after deciding to spend her rent money on tickets to see Beyonce. Johnson revealed her B-centric priorities to the world on May 8th, and her story has blown from there. Her original tweet about the situation has been retweeted thousands of times, with users across the world supporting or mocking her decision. You know what I'm saying?
So she openly tweeted, "I'm spending my rent money to go see Beyonce."
Yep, she said bought Beyonce tickets with my rent money. Yeah.
And now she
somebody
got
told her that. Yeah.
Go ahead. Somebody told her something.
Now I gotta be out midnight tomorrow.
Fuck that. That's a bad decision. It's a bad
somebody tweeted at her, rent is temporary, Beyonce memories equals forever.
They trolling her. I mean, she must have an option. She must have a place to go. She gonna go back home with her mom or some shit. So it must not be too bad a situation. Like, if you knew that you spent your rent money on some shit, your shit should have already been packed. Like, it shouldn't be news that you're getting evicted. So yeah, that's definitely bad luck. My winners and losers this week.
Oh, got one more loser. Sorry.
Oh, you got another loser. Go ahead.
My last loser is George Zimmerman.
Jesus.
He made news again. He is auctioning off the gun that he killed Trayvon Martin with. So, fuckboy of the day goes to George Zimmerman for still being a fuckboy. And I don't know why Asteroid hasn't fallen from space and fell on his house yet. I really don't know. But yeah.
He's like a double loser. So he said he was going to put it up for auction, and the auction house said, fuck that, we're not doing it. Then he found somebody else to do it, so the auction's back on.
Wow.
So he's like a double loser.
Is somebody's going to buy it.
Somebody's going to buy it. Look, Corey Holcomb, and I'm definitely using his name to give him credit for this. He made a point that back in the day, Zimmerman wouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. Like, once he got off from that case, it would have been over. We don't have nobody checking people no more. We need all you thugs and gangsters out there, why the fuck ain't you checking Zimmerman? This motherfucker done drove across the country and didn't get checked. Why hasn't he been checked yet? Why haven't y'all checked that police sergeant who's always on Fox News talking down to y'all ass? Why hasn't he been checked? Why hasn't Stacey Dash been checked? Like, I don't understand why this shit happens and ain't nobody out here handling business. So Zimmerman should have definitely been checked by now. I don't know how the fuck that happened. That shit's weird to me. So he's definitely a loser. It's hard to have another loser when he's on the list. My winner would be that Boz CD, man. Is it Boz? Bass? What is it? Bass? Boz?
Yep.
When I looked at it, I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? And Jerms listened to it, so really, what the fuck is this? And I listened to it, and it's like J. Cole type music. is actually pretty dope shit.
Yeah, J. Cole artist.
Is he? I didn't know that.
Yes.
So it definitely has the J. Cole feel. I like that. It's actually pretty straight. So check him out, B.A.S. What is it, Too High to Riot?
Too High to Riot, which is a great album title.
It is an awesome album title.
The niggas be like that. They be too high to riot, man. Like, yo, man, I sit back, you know what I'm saying? And I talk about that being them armchair activists, man. It's their soundtrack.
Hey, it's a good ass soundtrack, man. My loser this week is Lauryn Hill. Now, I think this was originally on the first edit. Yeah. So Lauryn Hill had a concert in Atlanta, of all places. For whatever reason, you motherfuckers bought tickets, and she showed up late per usual and did about 30 minutes of a set, and the power went out. Everybody turned on her. The fucking fans turned on her. Even Questlove turned on her. It was like, what the fuck? Charlamagne Tha God turned on her. She made a statement, and her statement was that her energy wasn't in line with the place. So that's why she wasn't there on time. That's why she's not on time a lot, is because she has to get her energy together with the performance. So not only is Lauryn Hill my loser, everybody that keeps buying tickets for Lauryn Hill, y'all are losers.
Let's keep it real. Lauryn Hill overrated. I said it.
I don't know that you cannot say that at this point.
Can't let her continue to slide with one album. Like, stop it. Like, nobody wants to hear any of your new songs, Lauryn. We want to hear Miseducation of Lauryn Hill songs. That's it. That's it. We want to hear Zion, X Factor, Nothing Really Matters, That Thing, Doo-Wop, whatever the name of the song is. We don't want to hear nothing new you've done. Nothing.
It's a shame that, you know, you tried to coast on this legacy for that long. And that's all it is. It's like entitlement. You got so... You bought your own fucking supply. You got hired your own supply. You started to think you were bigger than the fucking music. The album came out, what, 98?
98. It's about to be 20 years next year.
20 years. You haven't given a shit but that MTV Performance Unplugged that was full of three chords and bad music. And... that's what you made your career off of. You're continuing to sell shows off an album that came out in 98. Mm-hmm. We're not even talking about... nobody asked for the Fuji shit. We're talking about your one album in 98.
You can even sing songs from Sister Act. I don't want to hear nothing new.
What do you think about her statement? Like, is there something to that?
That was the most unapology I've seen in my life. You didn't apologize. You justified.
Mm-hmm. You made a fucking excuse for it. Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I'm late.
Because my aura wasn't together. I couldn't. What?
Stop. Fuck out of here, that man. It's over. Like, the next time a promoter brings Lauryn Hill to your city and you buy a ticket and she doesn't show up, shut the fuck up. It's your fault. She showed you who she is. When people show you who they are, believe them. Exactly. She's been showing you this shit for 20 years. 20 years, bruh. Y'all gotta believe that shit, man. It's fucking done. You wanna give my shout outs when we get up out of here?
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to everybody, man. That's it, man.
That's it, man. Relatively short show for us this week. You know what I'm saying? We used to push out about an hour and a half, but we gave you, what, an hour and 15 or something today. It is what it is, man. We'll be back next week with another show. Or maybe we won't, because I'm about to take it be easy. We'll see what happens. It's your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting there with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time for nappyafro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit.
Nappyafro.com.